T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Joe to camera, John Ritchie. Not today. Joe to camera, Joe Giglio. Does that count as a foul tip?
Nah, that's a strike.
It's only one, though. You're ahead of the count, I think.
Yeah. I kind of had one other one earlier today. I sort of finangled. Giglio in for Ritchie today, 94 WIP. It's always fun hosting with Joe. If you don't follow Joe's work, he's just doing an unbelievable job hosting the night times here on WIP. And I love working with him. Ritchie loves working with him. Richie always tells me not to come back and just let Joe host the.
Well, mostly that's because he gets to make fun of you when you're not here. It's like a free for all.
Does it when he's here too?
Well, but it's even extra when you're not here.
Well, maybe we make fun of John.
Let's do it.
Sure. I mean, let's put it this way: there's a lot there to make fun of. All right. Joel Embiid clearly not thrilled with the way the 76ers' most recent offseason went down, meaning the summer of July of 2019. And Embiid was on the J.J. Redick podcast, guys. It's a thing. I mean, Redick gets these NBA guys on. They talk. They're obviously willing to share their opinions with them. It seems more than they would be if it was a reporter asking a question.
Yeah, no question.
And, you know, so the Redick podcast is something that kind of stirs it up. And the most recent example are a couple things that Joel Embiid said from the bubble when interviewed by J.J. Redick on his podcast. Two things in particular really stood out. Let's get to it. And both of these, I think it's fair to say, and when you hear this, you can react, go under the umbrella of Embiid's disappointment with the 76ers management's choices of who to retain and who to let go after last offseason. If you remember, Jimmy Butler was on the team. Now, he doesn't mention Butler by name in the specific cut you'll hear, but you can tell that the loss of Butler and Redick stings Joel, and that the players they chose is something that, you know, Embiid wasn't thrilled with. Let's start with this. Here's Embiid talking to Redick. Redick starts out talking here about the offensive chemistry those two had, the sync they had. If you remember, the dribble handoff, the play, and Embiid was flourishing in that role. And Embiid with a strong comment, particularly at the end, frankly, a lack of hope comment about whether he'll ever have a teammate he has the same kind of chemistry with. Listen to Redick and Embiid right here.
So once a game, we would run our elbow action a few times a game, but once a game, a team would try to top lock me, which is basically deny me from moving towards the basketball. And instead of fighting it, I would just gently nudge my guy up towards Joel. And for some reason, you had this innate ability to just figure out when I was going to do that. And I would screen my defender into your defender, and you would spin baseline and dunk. Then they wouldn't top lock me anymore.
And if your defender would help, you wide open. So,
yeah,
I miss it a lot.
Honestly, I mean this, like, it was a once in a career combination for me. For me, you will find somebody else.
I would not.
For me, it was.
I guarantee you that I would not.
Now, think about that we said there at the end. I guarantee you I will not. Now, Joel Embiid, he's been a player in the NBA for 4 years. He had the 2 years he missed. He's got the chance to play for another 6 to 9 years or 2 years, depending on how long his whole body measures up. But here's a guy, whether he's right or wrong, and again, I want to emphasize that, whether he's right or wrong, because I hope he's wrong. I hope that there's
He better be wrong, right?
He better be wrong. But in his mind, he's thinking the guy that we had on my team last year and could have signed last offseason to stay on my team and the organization did not want to keep, I don't believe I will ever again find that same kind of chemistry with a teammate on the court. And I'll go as far as to say, quote, I guarantee you I will not.
Yeah, what hits me from that, Joe, is all right, some of it's probably wants to give some credit to his guy, JJ, right? He's making him feel good. But the second part is, I mean, it shows no faith in the organization that they could find him another player like this. And JJ Redick's had a very nice career, and he's an excellent shooter. But we're not talking about an all-time player.
No, we're not.
You can find another JJ Redick. You can find a player that could shoot and play off of Joel. It shows you how frustrated he is with this franchise.
Well, it does. I agree with you. The decision-making process of who they kept and who they got rid of. It also, by extension, and I'm sure Embiid didn't mean it this way, but it doesn't exactly speak great to what he thinks is Josh Richardson as the starting shooting guard on the team.
Yes.
I mean, it just doesn't.
Yes.
Any of his teammates, period.
I mean, James, think of it this way. James, if you move on, whether it's your choice or the station's choice, you move on to another job, whether it's here or elsewhere. Right? And you're not the producer of this show, and someone else is in that room producing this show a year or two from now. And I say publicly, I will never find a producer that I have the same kind of chemistry with as I did with James Seltzer.
Yeah.
How do you think my producer in the year 2022 is going to feel?
A gut punch.
Like
right?
Garbage. Yeah.
And I'm really? Not. And here's the thing. I'm not saying that to rip Embiid. I appreciate his honesty. I appreciate the fact that it gives us a window into what he really feels and thinks. And listen, Josh Richardson's just going to have to deal with it. The greater point isn't the Richardson point. The greater point, Joe, is what you said, that Embiid just doesn't like the choices his organization made.
Yeah, and look, this is the timing here is interesting. I know Redick got him on the podcast now, but he's talking as if the season is over. This is an off-season thing you say.
Right.
And then everyone kind of forgets about it, and the season starts again. They make changes. They have games to play.
Right.
The playoffs start in a couple weeks. He's going to be out there on the floor with guys he's obviously not comfortable with.
Yeah. All right, so let's get to this second cut, and then, of course, we'll get reaction. You can weigh in on this at 215-592-9494. Because also from that same podcast and conversation with J.J. Redick, Embiid talks about beginning of the year, I guess you can just say, feeling off. He seems, again, to reference being mad with the Sixers' decisions, hierarchy decisions on personnel. Now, it's an optimistic end here, and that's good. So, Joe, to your point at the very end, Embiid's going to round this out saying they can still do great things this year, but you can tell he was not happy with the choices they made last summer. Here's Embiid.
And I won't lie, like, during the season, like, I was not there. Like, I just wasn't comfortable. Like, the offense wasn't the same. Like, basketball was not the same to me, and the way things happened last summer, it was just so frustrating. So I was kind of like mad at the whole world. And I was just like, whatever. Like I'm just coming to work and I'm going to do my best. But I wasn't like playing up to my standards. And it was hard. It was a big change. But, you know, you adjust. Every year is going to be different, and this year was different. But I still believe we got a big chance to make it happen. We can win the whole thing.
All right, I really appreciate the optimism at the end. I really do. That's great. And I appreciate that he's willing to say, look, you got to adjust, and I did. And he's being forthcoming, saying it took me time. But, Joe, contained within that is his, I would say, strong disappointment with the choices the 76ers made last summer.
Yeah, I mean, and you could see it. It confirms what our eyes told us at the beginning of the season. I said he was moping up and down the court. He's a guy that wears his emotions on his sleeves. Joe, I also have a little frustration there with him. I get it. You're going to be upset with your team. I think we were upset. You know, they didn't build the team the right way. You're the star player. You're making max money. You have to give mental and physical effort. And he basically admits there early in the season, physically, he was there. He tried. He wasn't giving all mental effort. That's frustrating.
I don't disagree with you. I think that's on point. 215-592-9494. All right, to the phones we go. What you make of that? Again, the Phils last night with the victory and all the conversation today about Carson Wentz and the Birds. Let's go to Ryan in Upper Darby. What's up, Ryan?
Good morning, Joe Squared. What's going on?
Hey, Ryan. What's going on, buddy?
First of all, let's go Flyers. Let's get that out of the way right away.
No doubt.
I'm not talking about it right now, but let's go Flyers. I'm so pumped.
Absolutely, man.
So I didn't watch the game last night. I was at work, but I listened to Jolly on the way home, and I get why he took him out, why he took out Nola, but if the horse wants to go, you got to let him go. You got 50-something games left. Like, I just don't understand his point there. The bullpen is so bad right now, and I don't know where we're supposed to go from here.
I'm okay with what Joe did last night. There's been a lot of pitchers hurt this season. 89 pitches, only his third start of the season. Look, if it was a 5-1 game, If it was a 4-1 game with this bullpen, I could say, you know what, Girardi, leave him in. It's 13-1. Like, if Girardi has to think about the bullpen in a 13-1 game, the problem is beyond Joe Girardi's decision.
Yeah, the only thing, Ryan, is if you want to let Nola scale that mountain, which
that's
he hasn't
what I'm trying
scaled.
To say, to counter that, he doesn't have a complete game under his belt yet, and that it was right there for the team.
No, but let me ask you a question. Is it psychologically holding him back? Because I would say the answer is no. He didn't have one entering last night. He went out and pitched 8 brilliant innings, gave up a run. So I can't lay claim to it psychologically affecting him negatively. He did what the Phillies, what anybody wanted to see him do last night. Pitched great, put his team in a position to win. I mean, with the third, let me put it this way.
13-1.
I would say with a 13-1 lead, to leave your ace out there for his third start of the season in the 9th inning would be malpractice.
Negligent, especially when there are a ton of injuries around baseball.
Like aces, yeah.
Like a lot of pitchers are getting hurt, like yeah. Way more than normal.
Yeah, so I think the narrative, and it's out there. A lot of people feel the way you do. To me, that's off point. All right, Ryan, give me an iconic moment from the 80s.
August 1st, 1981, MTV debut. Changed everything.
MTV debut is a good answer. Goes to the cultural side.
Run home to see the top 10 and TRL and everything. It was amazing.
Good answer, Ryan. Really is. Yeah, debut of MTV. Big deal. 215-592-9494. What do you make of those Embiid comments? I mean, really, you heard him. What do you make of what he said and what it means? Also, we'll get more into the Carson Wentz conversation. It's all here, Joe. And by the way, I heard Ike Reese apparently is going to be stopping by the studio.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Ike was tweeting at the show.
Dumb and Dumber gifts.
He tweeted me, said, hey, you want me to come in when I get in? I said, there's nothing I want more, right?
I'm not sure the exact time Ike Reese gets in here, but apparently he's got a bone to pick with Mr. Giglio and myself.
I wonder what it could be about.
We look forward to talking to Ike up ahead at some point, whenever that is. Joe to camera. Joe Giglio in for Rich today on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.